Hey, everybody, here we are. Welcome to a Wednesday. We are Grand Forks Best Source. Joining us on the show today, Craig Venske and Brian Brendan with the Grand Forks Optimist Club. These guys do so much for the community here, and we're going to be talking about a fundraiser coming up and a whole bunch more, too. Show today brought to you by Burggraff's Ace Hardware and Paint in Grand Forks, the helpful place. They're right on South Washington Street, right down here on the corner of the Grand Cities Mall. You know, Ace Hardware is your lawn and garden and grilling headquarters with over 50 grills assembled and ready to go. They even offer free in-town delivery. Weber, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Napoleon Grills, they've got them all. You know, Grand Forks Best Source, well, we shop there like 2-3 times a day. You can see their full list of department and store services. Just go to acehardware.com or you can call 701-738-0455. Burggraff's Ace Hardware and Paint. Ace, the helpful place. Well, if you have any questions or comments for anybody in the studio today, our number is 701-213-0863. Feel free to text or call 701-213-0863. Well, before we get too much further into the show, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. So I'm trying to get my wife to embrace her mistakes. I don't know if you guys have been there or not. I'm trying real hard to get my wife to embrace her mistakes. She gave me a hug. No? You didn't like that one?
That's what I need after the stuff that's happened today at the studio.
All right, we are back. First off, I want to say hi to Craig Venske. He's to my left. How are you today, man?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? Yeah? What's new in your world?
Oh, we're just living life.
Enjoying the summer?
Enjoying the summer. It's going by way too fast.
Oh, I know. You know, we're thinking we're already getting close to the middle of August, you know, and when August always hits, it's like, oh, man, you start thinking about the downfall, but every day is still a holiday, right?
Sure.
Every meal's a feast. Straight across from me, I want to welcome Brian Brendan. How are you today?
Doing well. Good to be back. Thanks for having us again this year.
Yeah, you guys have you've been in the studio numerous times here, and thank you, by the way, for the gift. They taste fantastic. How's your summer going?
It's going fast as well. We had a lot of baseball, a little bit of hockey, and lake time, so it's always good. And then you know it's coming to an end when it's gets below 50 in the morning.
So oh, I know. There. I know. You wake up in the morning and it's cold. It feels good. But now you guys are with the Grand Forks Optimist Club. How long have you been with them?
Well, I've been with them, I believe, going on 5 years now.
Okay. And you?
Just about 10 years now.
10 years. We got nothing on our screen here.
Yeah, I'm taking care
of it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, there we go. There we go. We've been having glitches all day today. Thank goodness it's not going to be this way. Now, for people, everybody knows and everybody hears about Optimist Clubs in different towns. Tell us about what is the Grand Forks Optimist Club. I know you have a mission and things like that, but what is it all about?
Well, basically, we serve youth in the community. So our whole goal, our whole mission is to find ways to give back, to help youth, to add value.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, we have to raise money a couple times a year in order to push funds back out into the community to run those projects. Craig, anything to add to that?
No, that pretty much encapsulates it. We have weekly meetings where we get together for lunch. We have guest speakers come in. They talk, you know, a different variety of topics and things going on around the community. And, yeah, we just a group of people trying to help the youth of the community.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you asked us to speak at one of your luncheons, yep. And there wasn't a whole lot of people there, but I think I was more nervous doing that than I would be on stage introducing a band in front of 30,000 people. But for some reason, I was nervous. But when it was all said and done, I mean, you guys got a great group of people there. I mean, and very friendly, had all kinds of questions, but you guys got a great mission. And 50 years... You guys are celebrating 50 years this year. How big is that when you can put something together and it's still going, well, since way before you guys were born?
That's a huge deal. We've got a couple of founding members still in the club. So they've seen it through. They've been the ones putting in the work over time. And now it's the younger generation's job to step up and keep working hard. And just to quickly, the ground round, it's every Wednesday at noon to 1. So if you want to come check out a meeting, we will buy you lunch.
Oh, that's even better yet. Now, are you finding, when you talk about the next generation, trying to keep things going with what the Optimist Club has done all these years, is it getting harder and harder to find people to join. I mean, it seems like more and more people just aren't doing anything anymore.
Yeah, I believe that's true. It's people are afraid of the time commitment, what they might have to do, the activities that we do. So people are just getting so much busier in their lives that they, are hesitant about joining a club where, you know, volunteering is kind of expected. You mm-hmm. know, when mm-hmm. we have events and do our fundraising, it's kind of expected that you show up and try to participate. And a lot of people have a hard time trying to carve out time out of their busy schedules to do that.
And, you know, I get that. For you people out there that have never, volunteered for anything, yeah, it might be a little bit of work, but one of the things about you guys, what you do after a big event, after a fundraiser, the feeling you get. I mean, you get that warm, fuzzy feeling going, you know what, we're making a difference. And I don't think enough people realize that feeling you get when you do the things you guys do. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, there is a way now. You know, Craig hit the nail on the head there. People don't want to commit to a lot of things, right? You don't need to come to every meeting. You don't need to help out with every event. You can help out with what you're passionate about. It might be safety mm-hmm. on wheels. It might be foster families. It could be any of those things. And if you don't want to get involved at all, you can become a friend of Optimus, which we call a FOO.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100 a year. You're giving back to our club to help us give back to the youth.
Oh, so yeah, that's a great idea. Now, me, living in Grand Forks now for the better part of 30 years, when you think of Grand Forks Optimus Club, especially during Christmas time, you guys do all the gift wrapping out at the Columbia Mall. Is that still something that's going to keep happening?
Yes, it is. In fact, we just got our renewal with the mall, got our space locked down, so
okay.
We'll be there again another year.
Do you have any idea how many gifts you guys wrap a year on an average? Because I know I have seen you guys in action, and it amazes me because at my house, I'm one of the guys, if it's a small square box, I could maybe wrap it and maybe look decent. But you guys are whipping through hundreds and hundreds of gifts a day, and you make it look like they're just, what do I got to get at the grocery store when I'm done here? And they're just blah, 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 blah. But are you a rapper? Can you guys do this stuff?
Yep. So Kurt Sandberg is one of our original members, and he's trained all of us how to rap, how to use a string so you measure, you don't waste too much paper. And even if you can't rap, you can show up and help and just talk and communicate, and there are little jobs you can do. But we'll be right across down the wing from Shields again this year, it sounds like. Justin at the mall has been very helpful. He cuts us a good rate so we can give most of the money back to the community.
Sure.
And yeah, just today we got the info from him. He'll be sending the lease over to us. And we're right across from, is it Bed Bath & Beyond? Is that the candle store there, Bed Bath & Beyond? Or Bath & Body Works, whatever's
okay.
there, we're right
mm-hmm.
across the hall there.
Now, do you find during Christmas, when you're gift wrapping, because, you know, people are either in a real Christmassy spiritual mood or they're like me, because they're stuck Christmas shopping and they're in a crappy mood. I bet you probably get a little of each, don't you?
Yeah, but mostly it's good mood.
Yeah.
I mean, we get a lot of positive feedback, and with people that bring their gifts to us to wrap for them, they're usually very happy and appreciative that we're there offering that service. And, you know, we do have like a kind of a fee schedule that we charge based on the size of the gift
mm-hmm.
that we're wrapping.
Sure.
And so we'll let them know what that is. And a lot of times people are more than happy to pay that. And in addition, leave a nice tip.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
of course, you know, goes to the fund to help the youth. So,
well, I know if I got a handful or a shopping cart full of gifts that I am responsible to wrap, I would much rather pay somebody else to do it. I would much rather tip somebody else besides the pay to do it. And especially knowing when you figure out this is where the money is going. It's not all about me getting out of the work and getting out of having to do this stuff. It's all about the fundraising and where the money goes. We do have a text. I think this is a group that asked her daughter to speak at in the near future. Getting her to speak in front of a group might be a challenge, but she agreed. So I think they're talking about you guys. And she also says, I love wrapping presents. That's something I'd be interested in volunteering to help with. Are you guys looking for volunteers for that stuff?
Always looking for volunteers. We'll leave you with some information at the end here. Nicole Kringsted, We'll give a couple emails out and a phone number if people want to contact us.
Okay. Now, we have got Craig Bensky and Brian Brandon on with the Grand Forks Optimist Club. And we're going to be talking about a big fundraiser that's coming up. But right now, we want to give a big shout out to Executive Properties.
Our team of professionals at Executive Properties Construction have over 30 years of experience. We pride ourselves on doing quality work at a reasonable rate for our customers. Just check out what past customers have said in our amazing Google reviews. Then contact us today to get started on a bid for your next project. You can call us at 701-330-1273 or email info@executiveproperties.org. And check it out. We're hiring. We're building our new team for snow removal for this upcoming season. Contact Jess for more info at jess@executiveproperties.org.
All right, I want to talk about Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand City Mall. You know, Moe's is a wonderful sit-down takeout diner. I like to go there for breakfast, but they've got breakfast and lunch daily and weekends. They've got gluten-free choices. If you're in the military, stop in. They're going to knock 15% off your bill. How about that? Check out their Moe's Daily Dish. You'll catch that again next week at our morning updates here. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They will be going back to opening up at 7 o'clock in the morning here coming up soon. Check them out. The new menu should be on board next week, too. It's Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall, suite number 31. You walk in by the old Kmart door, and you're going to find these guys. Man, I love all the food at Moe's Cafe. Got some Grand Forks Optimist Club members with us today. Craig Bensky and Brian Brendan are in the studio. And you guys have got the second annual, is it Tim Getz? Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
Tim Getz Memorial Bowling Fundraiser. First off, who's Tim Getz?
Tim was a vital member to our group. So if you think of a group of 80 people, and there's one guy who does the work for 20 or 30 people, that was Tim.
Okay.
He always gave back. He did it with passion. He did it with a positive attitude. And he just passed away way too young. So we're trying to carry on his memory. And that's why we renamed our bowling tournament after him.
Okay.
In his honor.
Okay. Now, what is all involved with this bowling tournament?
Well, again, it's one of our fundraisers. We work with Red Ray Lanes, and companies can sign up. You know, we've had police departments sign up and compete against each other. There's just different levels of sponsorship. It's a day of fun, food, drink, and raising money for the youth in our community.
Yeah, and I see it says Supporting Safe Kids, Grand Forks. It's coming up October 20th. But Safe Kids, Karma Hansen, and that group over there, they do a fantastic job. Karma usually comes on the show, I think I mentioned this earlier, about four times a year between each season, you know, spring, summer, fall, winter, talking about child safety. And there's so many different things. But Safe Kids, that is one of those organizations that's always looking for help, too. And, you know, thank goodness for clubs like the Optimist Club.
Yeah, absolutely. We enjoy partnering with them and giving back to them and just along with all the other organizations and causes that we support in the community.
You know, with this Tim Getz Memorial Bowling Fundraiser, you could donate anything from $25 up to $400, the way it looks to me. But explain here, you got the turkey level, strike level, spare level, the silent auction and door prizes, but you want to explain how that works?
Yeah, we'll just alternate if that's good, Craig. So there's just different levels of sponsorship. So the easiest way is if you want to donate a door prize for silent auction, we create a couple of tables of prizes. We usually have some great pictures, some UND gifts, and a bunch of other things. And people bid on that, and that then goes back into our coffers to support the kids and community. You know, we would recommend a $25 or more value on that prize.
Oh, he needs one too.
I gave John mine.
Come on, John.
Hey, you got two of them there, don't you? Oh, no, yours is different. Okay.
So, yeah, and then moving on from that, we also have the spare level of advertising, which would just be your company's logo on a lane, and that's starting at $150. The strike level, which would include company logo on a – or not – no, I'm sorry. That just includes the one lane for four bowlers, shoe rental, food, beverage, non-alcoholic – and a free car wash from Rydell Car Wash.
Okay.
That's $300. And then the turkey level sponsorship, you get the bowlers with the shoe rental, food, non-alcoholic beverage, the car wash pass from Rydell, and your advertising logo on the lane for $400.
And one thing to add, John, so if you're a company or a small business, you just want to help out, you don't need to provide bowlers. We understand staffing is tight nowadays. Mm-hmm. We have ways to get extra bowlers in there to fill your lane or to help you fill your lane if needed. Again, our goal is to get 20 to 24 lanes full. Last year, I think we had 19, yep, even though we were still coming out of COVID. So it's a fun event, a good time for all, and a great day.
So, I mean, bowling is fun, for one thing. Being able to do it, knowing it's going to help save kids at Grand Forks, I mean, that is an awesome thing. And by the way, we will have this sheet. We'll put it on the window here. You will be able to get an idea. It's got the phone number and everything on there. But, you know, I'm sure with every fundraising event you do, there are corporate sponsors that possibly help out. But I bet you the list is long for the people that help out the Grand Forks Optimist Club. But is there anybody you want to give a big shout out to, any of your major sponsors? I don't mean to be putting you on the putting you on the spot here, but I know there's a lot of businesses. I mean, you mentioned Rydell. You know, we got all these businesses that help out.
Yep. Well, you know, GFBS obviously is a big supporter because you're giving us airtime. So thank you for that. Just to circle back, you know, the date is Thursday, October 20th this year for the event. The time is from 2 to 5 and registration at 1:30. And again, that's at Red Ray Lanes, which we'll give a shout out to them. They've been a good supporter of us. Also, Marco, that's where Tim gets worked.
Mm-hmm.
They allow us to store our trailer there all year for our Safety on Wheels events.
Oh, sure.
But we help all the third grade classes in the community here know their hand signals, make sure their helmets fit right, make sure their bikes are in proper working order. Ground Round, where we meet at, we'd like to thank them. And, of course, Justin at the Columbia Mall as well.
Okay. Now, you guys had, I see this, the 25th annual Foster Family Picnic. And again, you know, it's funny because when people think of the Optimist Club, I don't think they realize that you guys focus on the youth of our community. But I know a lot of foster parents. I know a lot of foster kids. The Foster Family Picnic, to me, is a brilliant idea. How did that all turn out, and how much fun is that?
Well, it's a lot of fun. I didn't work it this year. I did work it last year. We serve a lot of families. I think this year the number is around 100 total people.
Wow.
That we served, and it's totally at no expense to them. The club picks up the total bill on all the food, and we put together games and have other things for the families and the kids to do while they're there. And I'm not sure how it came about that we started doing that 25 years ago, but it's been a really successful event and a lot of positive response and feedback on it.
Well, you know, if you're fostering kids, I know this for a fact. I've got relatives that foster kids, and it's a lot of work. They put so much, not just the time and effort, but the care into raising these kids because they all come from bad situations. But it's kind of nice to give these kids, and let alone the foster parents, a little break. You know, let's get out and have a little fun. I don't have to cook. You know, it's all there for us. Let's go do it. And again, I don't know whose idea it was, but 25 years ago or whatever. But, man, that's brilliant. I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and just a couple things. I think you hit the nail on the head too, John. I mean, these parents who are giving back to kids who really need help and support, they're able to network with each other, learn from each other, you know, gain extra experience, and maybe even vent to each other.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We fostered a few different kids over time, my wife and I, and, you know, you fall in love with the kids, mm-hmm, but most of the time you have to walk away.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't agree with the situation, but, you know, they want to reunite with their families, mm-hmm, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, if you're lucky, you're going to stay in contact with these kids as they turn into adults, and you could see basically the work and the time and effort you took with these kids. It all pays off a few years down the line when you meet these kids again and they're adults, and you say, wow, you know, what a great chapter in our life to foster these kids. Now, if somebody wants to join, I know we talked about your meetings and stuff, but let's go through that one more time. What do they need to do to join? They can go show up first off. I know for a free dinner, but How would you do it if somebody's watching this show and they say, man, I want to help these kids. I want to be an optimist. What do they need to do?
Well, call my cell phone and I'll get you in contact. We'll get you figured out. But again, coming to a meeting is a great first step too. My cell is 701-330-4405. You could also email the club at gfoptimists, and that's OPTIMISTS at gmail.com.
At Gmail. We need to get you guys on the show more. You guys do enough fundraising events.
I did some research on you if you want to hear it.
Okay, let's hear it. So, do I want to hear it?
No, I was like, I'm going to have a bad answer one time, so I'll just pull this research up. So I searched John Roberts, and I'm like, I'm going to get some good stuff on this guy. No,
oh boy.
He's a ghost. All I could find was that apparently your name is popular, so you're a chief justice, so congrats on that.
Yeah.
And you're a very successful drug trafficker and government informant with the Medellin cartel. So.
Damn Medellins, they found out about me. I did find that out, and I will say I've used the name John Roberts since 1983, so I've been using this name for a long time. There's a sports announcer named John Roberts. There's a newscaster, John Roberts. Yeah, and that chief justice guy, but you finally busted me with the Medellin cartel, man, I tell you. Jeez, digging up the dirt on JR. You guys do fantastic work. I know this is something that you take great pride in. And like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is something you do that has got a feel-good feeling when it's all said and done. And we need to get more people to join the Optimist Club. So again, the number is 701-330-4405 or go to gfoptimists at gmail.com. If you want to find out how to be a member, if you want to find out how to help kids in the local community here, go ahead, join the Grand Forks Optimists. Man, they've been around for 50 years now. Do you guys got anything else you want to talk about?
We live in an awesome community. There's amazing service groups here. There's amazing people. So keep the ball rolling.
Hey, thank you guys for coming in, and thank you for the work you do. Remember now, they've got this bowling fundraiser that is coming up. Let's see here, October 20th. It's a Thursday from 2 to 5. You can register at 1:30. That is at the bowling alley here in town, Red Ray Lanes. I'll have this up on the window. Just come by and take a peek, all right? And again, you guys, keep up the good work. Don't forget, too, during Christmas, head on out to the Columbia Mall. Get your stuff wrapped. Want to give a big shout-out to the Greenway Takeover Festival, brought to you by HB Sound and Light at Happy Harry's Bottle Shop. It is coming back to downtown Grand Forks, September 8th through the 11th. All kinds of incredible live music. The Gear Daddies, Mae Simpson. How about Big Head Todd and the Monsters? The Yonder Mountain String Band, Cuckoo Kangaroo, Manic Drive, and more. Chance for you to enjoy food, games, beer, and music. Free before 6 and $10 after. Bring the whole family for 4 days of absolute fun. Greenway Takeover Festival, September 8th through the 11th. Brought to you by HB Sound and Light and Happy Harry's Bottle Shops. You can find out more by going to greenwaytakeover.com. Well, let's see you tomorrow on Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway. We're going to talk to California Lightning Sprint Car drivers Grant Dalton and Brent Sexton. Chris Crowder is going to be here, and a special guest is also going to swing in and say hello. Second annual Lightning Sprint Shootout is coming up. Dale has got big screens and TV streams at 2 o'clock today. Tell you what, enjoy the rest of your day, and remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show that way. And if you become a patron on Podbean, it's a chance for you to qualify for some pretty cool giveaways. Hey, we all know Grand Forks is a great place, especially when you've got people like the Grand Forks Optimist Club here. Well, Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.